KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies and 29 degrees in Atlantic at 8:03. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met Monday evening at the high school. No action was taken on any of the discussion items. Among the issues that was discussed was the early retirement incentive program. Superintendent Steve Barber provided the board with a revised retirement incentive package proposal.
The last time the due date for the applications for those eligible and those people that apply was after the first of the year. Basically, the board says if we're going to do this, we really want to be able to open up for those people that we have to replace. We want to be able to put those out as soon as possible so that we have the biggest pool of applicants applying for those jobs. So we move that date up to before break in December. We also revisited the purpose in regards to using the main purpose of the incentive is a budgetary tool for the board as we are in the fifth year of declining enrollment. Obviously, an economic package for those people that take advantage of it as they transition from teaching into something else.
Essentially, you said the same criteria for early retirement that existed 3 years ago remains unchanged in the current proposal. The criteria includes teachers being at least 55 years of age and have completed at least 10 years of full-time service with the Atlantic Community School District. Teachers choosing to take the incentive must notify the district by no later than December 7th under the current proposal. If selected, they would receive $25,000 over a three-year period. Those funds, Barber said, will be paid into what is called a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA, which allows the participants to continue their health insurance as long as they pay the monthly premiums. The school board Monday also discussed early literacy progress. Barber said the board is excited because gains have been observed in early literacy efforts.
We feel like we got a couple of pilot teams of teachers working with a professional development called Letters, L-E-T-R-S, and it's really providing our teachers with deep knowledge of how young kids learn how to read and all the components and how they work together to achieve proficiency. So we're pretty excited about to see how our pilot groups do with it, with that new training, and how that'll take us to the next level of developing our literacy and our young people.
One group of pilot teams of teachers took their training this past summer, while another group is currently working on completing training under the first of three of six modules. They'll be asked to implement and collaborate with one another on common understandings and provide instruction for a variety of kids at different levels of their literacy development. The Atlantic School Board also held further discussion with regard to facility planning. Those conversations began a couple of years ago, but not much progress was made due to a variety of reasons. Traffic congestion around district facilities is a big concern, according to Barber.
Mainly, one of the big things is we're really talking about how we can alleviate some of the congestion up at Washington during drop-off and pick-up, which continues to be a safety concern for us, and we need to come up with some way that we can alleviate that congestion and ensure a higher degree of safety for our kids.
Police in Creston say there were two arrests last night at around 11:30 p.m. 19-year-old Erica Alexandra of Lucas was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a fifth-degree theft charge. She was subsequently released on a $300 bond. And 50-year-old Jack Davis of Orient was arrested around 9 p.m. Tuesday for driving while suspended. He was also later released on a $300 bond. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests that occurred over the past few days. On Tuesday, 62-year-old Gary Lynn McCoy of Harlan was arrested following a call about a disturbance in the 600 block of Cyclone Avenue. McCoy was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. He'd previously been arrested last Saturday on an active Shelby County warrant. 31-year-old Mark Kent of Omaha was arrested Tuesday on an active Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with second-degree theft. A female on a bicycle suffered critical head injuries after being struck by a car late Tuesday morning in Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs Police, emergency personnel were sent to Maine and Canesville at around 10:30 a.m. for a personal injury car versus bicycle accident. An investigation determined the bicyclist was northbound on the sidewalk at the intersection. North and southbound traffic had a green light. The driver of the vehicle, 19-year-old Catherine Anderson of Council Bluffs, was southbound from West Washington, turning east onto Canesville Boulevard. As she made her turn, she failed to see the bicyclist crossing the roadway. Anderson struck the bicycle, causing the bicyclist to hit the windshield of the vehicle. The bicyclist was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of critical injuries. As of last report, the woman had not been identified. Her information will be released at a later time, and the incident remains under investigation. A traffic stop Monday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man on an assault-related warrant. A sheriff's deputy pulled over a Chevy Tahoe just before 9 a.m. for following too close. A records check showed a backseat passenger in the vehicle, 24-year-old Adam Ross of Council Bluffs, was wanted on a Council Bluffs PD warrant for failure to appear on an assault causing bodily injury or mental illness charge. Ross was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.